see? What does an eagle see on a cloudy day, soaring above the clouds? How does he know where to go, where to stay? What does an eagle see on a cloudy day? Lord, help me to see like an eagle on a cloudy day. Hold my hand lest I try to stray and I miss my chance to pray. Lord, help me see what an eagle sees on a cloudy day. Lord, help me to see like an eagle on a cloudy day. When my way is dark and my body is pained, hold my hand and please guide my way. Lord, help me see what an eagle sees on a cloudy day. Lord, help me see what an eagle sees on a cloudy day. I found that poem when I was cleaning out some things. So that started the study for tonight because I like creation. And I through and it, on our homeschool journey, when we would go on field trips or just even out into our yard, I would find all kinds of things. I watched a cicada for 2 hours come out of its shell. Boys didn't watch it that long, but I did. And the Lord gave me such a blessing. So I would like to go to start with Job. And let's see what the Lord. Job 12. And we'll start in verse 7. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? If we are looking for God in the things of creation, he can teach us. And as I was thinking and as I was studying, birds really do fascinate me. Ask Gordon, I got bird feeders out in the wintertime. Cardinals are just, I can just sit there for hours and just watch them. Have woodpeckers, and I have robins and have sparrows, and I think, you know, just all kinds of animals. And then around out in the country, we have the red-tailed hawk, and we have a lot of owls around, and we also have buzzards. And turkey vultures, and I'll tell you, when you have chickens, and I did not know that they will take a live chicken, but I remember this day that I saw a bunch of them across the field, and I went out there, and I was dressed to go to teach, and I ran out in the field in my good clothes, and they had one of my chickens, and there was about 8 of those buzzards, excess in the house, and so I run back over. That was when I could run still, and I went out, and I was trying to get him to answer his phone to go get string, because I was in the chicken pen, and I was going to string fishing line with all of our old CDs on it. And I tell you, those buzzards, there was one circling, and it was low enough I could see its eyes. And its eyes was, I mean, that eagle eye, that's what it looked like, and it was like this. And I don't know what it was eyeing. I don't know if it had a chicken or me or what, but it was ready to go, and I didn't dare leave. Because I knew if I left, I would lose another chicken. And we got those hung up. But anyway, I just remember things like that because they just fascinate me. And I, as I remember that bird, I just remember how focused it was. It wanted a chicken. And nothing that I did was going to deter it until we got those things strung. And I remember another time, a hawk got one of our chickens. And we were home. I remember we went out there. That hawk was not going to give up that chicken. And it spread out its wings. And I don't know, probably what, 4 or 5 feet wingspan is how big. They're big. But I remember the face. The eyes, they were so intent. We've been to Seattle more than once. And I've seen eagles in the wild. And what you see on TV and what you hear on TV, what the noise, I've read that what the noise you hear is not an eagle. When you're watching the TV, they use hawks. Yeah. Because the sound of a hawk is more threatening, I guess, than an eagle sound. Yeah. But anyway, in the wild, I can attest to this. I've heard it over the sound of the surf on the beach. And that sound is awesome. It's better than what you would hear on TV, I think. But you watch them, and they're just intent. When we went to Alaska this time, we saw some. And we got off the ship, And if I hadn't been looking in the right direction, I would not have seen it. It was that fast. We come off the ship, and I'm facing the cliff because there was pictures on there, rocks and stuff that people had painted. All of a sudden, there comes this eagle just straight down, and it picked something up off the rock, and it was gone. It was a matter of that fast, and it was quiet. And it didn't care that there were people around. It had a prey in mind, and it was focused on that prey. So we're going to have a little bit of a science lesson along with this, because I just found this fascinating. An eagle's eyesight is 4 to 8 times greater than a human's, depending on the type of eagle. 4 to 8 times stronger. And they can use their eyes either independently or together. I did not know that. And it all depends on what they're looking at. An eagle eye has 2 focal points. One is straight ahead, and the other one is at about 45 degree angle. And they said that the 2 focal points allow eagles to see straight ahead and to the side simultaneously. That would drive me nuts. So if I could see 2 different points at the same time.
So one eye would
go straight ahead. The same eye. Yeah. Yeah. The one at 45 degrees is used to view things at long distances. And that's why I remembered when I was studying that I saw that vulture with his head tilted, because he was looking at me with that focal. An eagle can see something the size of a rabbit at more than 3 miles away. And as the eagle descends from the sky to attack its prey, the muscles in the eyes continually adjust the curvature of the eyeball. I know it's technical, but this was just fascinating to me, so I'm sorry. It adjusts the curvature of the eyeballs to maintain sharp focus and accurate perception throughout the approach and the attack. So as it's coming down from way up in the sky, it's continually adjusting to where that animal, that prey, is staying in clear focus of what that bird is seeing. In addition to eagles, birds such as hawks, falcons, and I didn't know this, but robins, have extraordinary vision which enabled them to gather their prey easily. Never thought about a robin, yeah, but they go after the bird or the worms and stuff. Their eyes are stated to be larger in size than their brain by weight. So their eyes weigh more than their brains do. Their eyeball does. Color vision with resolution and clarity are the most prominent features of an eagle's eyes. And I read that eagles can see more color than a human can. And that's where we get where people are sometimes called eagle-eyed, because they're so sharp they can see something. Jonathan could find a penny in a grocery store like that. Me, I'd never see it. Eagles can identify 5 distinctly colored squirrels, 5 different colored squirrels, and locate their prey even if it's hidden. So it could see it in a tree, or it could camouflage or in the grass. Most eagles have excellent vision. Those that don't can't hunt easily, and they eventually will starve to death. The fierce look of the eagle is due to the placement of a bony ridge above its eyes, the small amount of bare skin between its eyes, and its sharp beak. So all of those together is what makes that eye. I always thought eagles look so mean. And the feathers on its body, generally, if it grows over the eyes, there's something wrong. The ridge protects the eyes from protruding branches when it perches on trees, and also from prey, which struggles to try to get away. So that ends the science part of it. But you look at the eagle. I've seen them up close, because they've had some eagles that cannot survive in the wild anymore that have been rescued. And so I've been able to be up close to them. And they are a magnificent creature. And their eyes, when they look at you, I don't know what it's focusing on now. You know, it could be looking at something at the 45 degree angle, but when it's looking at you, it seems to just be penetrating your soul. And as I've meditated on what I have learned reading about and observing just a few of the animals that I've seen in the wild, I'm amazed at the spiritual lessons that can be learned. There are so many things. I thought of the armor of God when I was studying that, but that's not what we're studying tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about the eyes. And when we talk about them, we're going to talk about the spiritual eyes. And so how I started was I looked up the word piercing, because when I see an eagle, that's what the eyes to me, they're piercing eyes. They're just staring right through you. And so I looked up piercing, and here's some synonyms for piercing. So I'm sorry, we're going to have a word study tonight. So we're going to look at 1 Chronicles 22:19. 1 Chronicles, it is right after Kings. 1 Chronicles 22, and we're going to start in verse 19. And the first word is intent, that's set or determined. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord. I really wanted the beginning part of it. We should have our hearts and minds set or determined to seek the Lord before we do anything. This is a specific thing that they were talking about, but it can apply to anything in our lives. We should have our hearts and our minds set on the Lord. The next one is Proverbs 1. Proverbs 1, and we'll start in verse 5. Shrewd is another word for piercing, or wise. You look at the eagle, his eyes, they're shrewd. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To observe or to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. If we are looking and listening, we are wise, and we will see and hear the things of God. The next one is inquisitive or curious, interested. So this is Proverbs 2, starting in verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He wants us to be interested. He wants us to be inquisitive, curious. And I thought of my children when they were little. You know, these things were very interesting to them. And very curious, and I enjoyed that because they were like sponges. And that's how the Lord wants us to be. He wants us to incline our ear to hear and set our heart to understand. Excuse me. The next one is Proverbs 20. In verse 12. And this is perceptive, which means be good at seeing. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. That's physical and also spiritually. The Lord has given us spiritual eyes and ears to seek and to hear him. He wants us to use them. The next one is Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, starting with verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. I'm going to stop there. Because what I really wanted was the first part of 14 with that. The Lord, it's a promise. When we seek, we will find. And when we search with all of our heart, the Lord says, I will be found of you. That is a promise from the Lord. He wants us to be searching, which means thoroughly scrutinizing. When we are really searching, we will find him. And as a seagull eagle searches for food every day, we are to search the things of the Lord. And as we do that, more of him will be found. As the eagle searches for food, he'll find more. As we search, we will find more. The next one, Matthew 24:42. Alert, watchful. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. We are always to be spiritually alert, watching and waiting for his return. The next one, Romans. Romans 1 and verse 20. And this one is keen or clear. Keen or clear. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. The invisible things of God are clearly seen in nature, in his creation, if one is looking. And God has provided for even the ones that do not have the written word of God or have not heard. And I always wondered, how is the Lord going to, you know, all these, they say these hidden tribes and all that. The Bible tells us right here. It's in his nature. If they are really seeking God, he will reveal himself in his nature. So there is no one that can stand before him and say, I did not hear or see. The next one, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Oh, 1 Corinthians. Oh, it is 1 Corinthians 2. I did that earlier too. 1 Corinthians 2, thank you. And verse 14. And this is astute or insightful. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. We need to be spiritually insightful to accurately understand the things of the Lord. We cannot understand them with our own thinking. Ephesians 1:18. This is discerning or enlightened. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The more our eyes are enlightened, and they can be enlightened more and more as we learn, the more we understand the things of God. First Peter 5:8. First Peter 5:8, and these are observant or vigilant, awake. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Like an adult eagle protecting its nest from one seeking the eggs or the eaglets, we need to be vigilant against the wiles of the devil. We are to be vigilant. We are to be awake. Because if we are spiritually sleeping, that's when the enemy can come in and defeat us. He can't win because he can't take us from the Lord. But he can defeat us for that moment. We're going to go back to Psalm. Psalm 16 and verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. We should always have our eyes set on the Lord. When we do that, we cannot be led astray. What eagles see? What does an eagle see on a cloudy day? Soaring above the clouds. How does he know where to go, where to stay? What does an eagle see on a cloudy day? Lord, help me to see like an eagle on a cloudy day. Hold my hand lest I try to stray and I miss a chance to pray. Lord, help me see what an eagle sees on a cloudy day. Lord, help me to see like an eagle on a cloudy day. When my way is dark and my body is pained, hold my hand and please guide my way. Lord, help me see what an eagle sees on a cloudy day. Lord, help me see what an eagle sees on a cloudy day. That was written by my mother a year before she was diagnosed with cancer. The Lord gave her this. She was comforted by that. And in turn, the Lord allowed her to share this with other people. It's hanging in her cancer doctor's building. It was hanging in her primary doctor's office. We don't know who we may touch, but I know that the Lord honored my mom's prayer here because that's what this is. It's her prayer. And he honored that. And I'm truly thankful.